From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The roof of a crowded church collapsed onto worshipers in southern Nigeria on Saturday, killing at least 60. This man was among the worshipers.
After the offering, the prayer was offered by Bishop Mike Laju, the building from the center started cracking, and in less than a minute, the whole building collapsed.
The Rainers Babel Church International in Akwa Ibom State was still under construction, and workers have been rushing to finish it in time for Saturday's ceremony to ordain founder Akan Weeks as bishop. Hundreds of people, including Governor Udom Emmanuel, were inside when metal girders crashed onto worshipers and the corrugated iron roof caved in. Governor Emmanuel and Bishop Weeks escaped unhurt. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium in Istanbul late on Saturday, witnesses saying the attacks, a car bomb, and a suicide blast targeted security forces. 2 hours after a soccer match ended, at least 29 people were killed. Dozens more were wounded. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack. A VOA reporter in Istanbul said the nature of the attack suggests it might have been staged by outlawed Kurdish militants rather than the Islamic State. At least 50 Yemen soldiers are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base. It happened in the city of Aden. The attack was later claimed by the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia, which took in Yemen's exiled president, intervened in the Yemeni civil war in 2015 to combat the Iran-allied Houthi fighters who had taken the capital, the Houthi forces, out of Aden last summer. This is VOA News.